Today, I shall answer the question of who is in and who is out. I am Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. Let us pray. Our Father, we pray for divine guidance and anointing on this declaration of thy word, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. What I have to say to you, my dear friends, is very, very important, so please stay with me. We're going to find out whether we're ready to die and face judgment in this morning's broadcast. For our text, we're going to the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John, and here Jesus gives us a parable, and I shall read it to you, at least the first part of it. He says, I'm the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 4 says, Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches, he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Dear ones, this passage, more than any other one in the Bible, as far as I'm concerned, is answering the question, who will make it to heaven and who will burn in the awful fires of judgment? This text answers the question, how do I know that I'm saved and that I am saved now? In other words, as I said earlier, who is in and who is out? From the best of our knowledge we can obtain, Jesus, when he gave this parable of the vine and the branches, was still in the upper room with his 11 disciples, Judas having departed by now. So this is one more of these upper room teachings, as we may call them. This teaching here was given following the Last Supper and prior to the early morning arrest of Jesus, which then led to his crucifixion. In verse 1, Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. So here Jesus clearly not only identifies himself, but he also identifies the Father in his parable. In this parable, Jesus is the vine, and his Father, God, is a husbandman, which means the vine dresser. In the second verse of this passage, there is a distinction made, then, between two kinds of branches. There are those branches who bear fruit, and those who cease bearing fruit. But both of these branches are in the vine, which tells us that this passage was written to Christians, to believers who have been and are abiding in Jesus. It is not a passage written to unbelievers. I say it again, the second verse refers to either people who are abiding in the vine with fruitfulness or who are ceasing to be fruitful in the abiding. So then it goes on to say that those who are fruitful will continue to be purged by the vine dresser to bring forth more fruit, the vine dresser being God the Father. And those who cease to bear fruit then will be cut off, taken away, and cast into the fire and burned. That's the parable of the vine and branches in a nutshell. I believe that one of the most striking things in this verse is that little phrase, He taketh away. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, Jesus says, He taketh away. The taking away here is not determined whether you ever were in the vine, nor by whether the branches have foliage or not, whether the branches are still green or not, or whether the branches still look pretty or not. But the taking away here of the branches from the vine to be cast into the fire is solely determined by whether they still produce fruit. Jesus is not interested in foliage. Jesus' desire for fruit is mentioned in another place in the story of the fig tree. This is found in Matthew 21. It says there that Jesus saw a fig tree in the way, and he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only. You see, there were leaves there. There was foliage on this fig tree. And Jesus said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently, the fig tree withered away. Jesus cursed the fig tree, and it shriveled up to the ground. Oh, what does this tell you as a Christian? It tells you that your foliage is not going to save you. You need to have fruit. You know from a distance you can tell whether a tree has fruit or not, because all you see is foliage. Jesus could not tell from the distance that this fig tree had no fruit. Our text tells us that he did not know that this fig tree was lacking in fruit till, as the text says, quote, he came to it, unquote. There are millions of believers in our churches on Sunday mornings, and you cannot immediately tell from the distance whether they have fruit or not, because the fruit can be hidden by the foliage. They all have a hymn book and sing. They all have their Bibles open and follow the sermon. They all take communion. They all look alike. But it is when you come to them, that is when you live with them or get to know them, when you see how they practice their religion at home and at the workplace, then you find out if their religion is just foliage or whether it also has fruit in it. You can tell by the way the husband treats his wife whether it's in a Christ-loving and giving manner, whether the wife submits to her husband as under the Lord. You can tell how they pray and by their prayer life. You can tell whether they have a burden for the lost and a burden for the church and whether they are sacrificial givers. Then, my friends, as you get close, as you come to them, you find out whether they have fruit or not. There's a curse on fruitlessness. There's a death sentence on fruitlessness. And as a matter of fact, in this parable, in Matthew 21, it says, immediately when Jesus saw that there was no fruit on this fig tree, he put a curse on that tree and it shriveled up. That is, it perished forever. So, my friend, where there is no fruit in the life of a Christian, there is a cutting off. There is a taking away. I'm back here in John 15. I read to you verse 2 again. It says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Get it into your heart, my dear one. Every branch, he says, that is in me. That is in me. So he's talking here about Christians who have been abiding in him and then cease to bring forth fruit. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Oh, how serious is this text. Then it says in verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. So there's first of all a taking away by the vine dresser, by God the Father, and then there's a withering, because this connection leads to the withering even of the foliage, and then, my friend, there's a casting forth into the fire. In other words, cast forth here from the Greek implies violence. It requires a quick flip of the hand. It is a kind of quick flip of the hand that you do when all of a sudden you see a spider on your hand. You flip your hand as quick as you can because you don't like the spider on your hand. And so with a quick flip, you remove that spider. And that's what's inferred here. This is the way it will be. The master, the vine dresser, will quickly get rid of anyone who is not bearing fruit. Only the fire is good enough for fruitless Christians, is what we learn here. It says those who don't continue to abide in him, they are burned. Didn't I tell you at the beginning that this is a serious message. Jesus will not allow anything to defile him. He let death touch him once for all. He will never let death touch him again and again. And to him, a fruitless Christian is a dead Christian. Or should I say that God the Father does not and will not allow Jesus, His Son, to touch anything that has rot in it, death or decay in it? Again, yes, does it not say here that the Father is a husbandman? The Father is a vine dresser. The Father is a pruner. He's the one who has a pruning knife. Is it not good and wonderful that the Father is in charge of the pruning, and not you, and not me, not a preacher, but God the Father Himself? You and I have no business even to touch the pruning knife. Only God has a right to the pruning knife, and only God can determine precisely when a Christian stops bringing forth fruit. Nobody can do that but Him alone. Now there's another picture of this fact that just foliage, or having been there, does not save us. And that's in the Revelation, the 3rd chapter, verse 15 and 16, which says, Jesus speaking, I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. This is the same as saying that if you have foliage and no fruit, I will spit you out of my mouth. I have nothing to do with you. Foliage is not enough. Having been there is not enough. So then let's get to the fruit bearers. Jesus also says, in every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Praise the Lord for that. So the fruit-bearing Christians also get the knife. But they do not get the knife to separate them from the vine, but rather they get the knife that they might produce more fruit. That is, God will keep working on His fruit-bearing Christians. God will keep working on those who abide in Him and seek Him first. And my friend, God will continually work on His fruit-bearing followers. I have to confess, and I'm glad to do it, I'm thankful for it, that God is pruning me every day. And I mean every day, that I might be more fruitful tomorrow and on the day following. You see, Jesus likes fruit so much. He likes it so much that He can't get enough of it. One reason why Jesus likes fruit so much is because the world has seen so little of it in God's people. If the world does not see more fruit in Christians, in God's people, she cannot be saved. She will not be convinced of her sin and of the righteousness of God and of the judgment of God. There is no fruit on the trunk of the vine, but only on the branches. And we are the branches. So Jesus has no feet and no hands and no bodies but ours, through which He can show forth the fruit of His life to this world. So, let me sum it up. This parable of the vine and the branches is not written to unbelievers, but totally, altogether, to people who were born of God and who were and are abiding in Jesus. Those who will continue to bring forth fruit will be purged to bring forth more fruit. And those who cease to bring forth fruit will be cut off and cast into the eternal flames. Our Father, we pray now that You'll help every heart to receive this message. I know that I've upset some people, but I'm not speaking here for any denomination, nor do I speak for any religious organization, but I'm speaking for Thee, Almighty God, alone. You called me to speak for You and to rightly divide the word of truth. I pray, O Lord Jesus, that any confusion might be cleared up by the Holy Spirit, by Thy sacred word. We thank Thee, we praise Thee, we love Thee, and we press on bearing fruit for Thy precious Son. In Jesus' name, amen. I am Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. Goodbye now until next week. In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.